Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, much has been written and said about the great variety of duties which fall to the lot of the United States Senator. Duties beyond the time-consuming primary function of familiarizing himself with the hundreds of bills that come up for consideration in the Senate. Beyond the all-important hours spent in committee rooms and the days spent in committee functions and investigations. For instance, one such extracurricular duty has fallen on the shoulders of young Senator Dean Edwards, the self-imposed task of helping Mrs. Oleada Simpson and her son Frederick from back home.
Yes, Ginger?
Senator, your long-distance call to Mapleton High School back home. The principal is on the line.
Oh, thanks. Mr. Eckhart? Yes, this is Senator Dean Edwards in Washington. I'm calling about a student of yours, Frederick Simpson. His mother, Mrs. Oleada Simpson, has written to me about her son. It seems he's going to graduate Mapleton High this June, and he wants to get into the state forestry school, and they won't admit him. Yes? I see. His marks are above average. But still not high enough? Now, what kind of marks does he have to get into college? Well, thank you, sir. No, I'm going to get in touch with Dean Fowler of the State University. Yes, I know it's a problem. Thank you. Mr. Fowler, as Dean of the State University, I'm sure you have rules of admittance that must be followed. Oh, no, sir, I don't want any special favors for Frederick Simpson. I just want to know why he can't get into forestry school. I see. Overcrowded. But I don't understand why so much overcrowding exists. Yes, sir, I'm becoming increasingly aware of the problem. Goodbye.
Yes, Senator?
Bring your notebook in, Ginger.
Yes, sir.
Here, sit down, Ginger.
So grim.
I am. Take a letter.
Ready?
To Mrs. Oleada Simpson. You have her address on her letter.
Yes.
Dear Mrs. Simpson, in reply to your letter, I'm sorry to report that although your son Frederick's marks are above average, his application to attend the state forestry school has been denied because of lack of adequate educational facilities. In other words, there's no room for him. We're woefully behind our population's growth in the matter of schools.
Senator.
And while I have been unable to help so far, I will continue to try. I don't believe a young man should be denied the opportunity to choose and follow his life's work. And if this necessitates a complete review of our national educational program, I am going to ask for such a review.
Senator.
Oh, going too fast?
No, sir, but...
If there is any other way in which I can help, please call on me. All right, Ginger.
Kind of strong, Senator.
Yes.
I know you're worked up about it, but don't you think I should tone down the letter a little?
No.
You're practically promising her.
I intend to keep my promise.
Senator, education is a problem.
I get it from every side, Ginger. I know it's a problem.
I was going to say it's a problem of the state, not the federal government.
In this particular case, it's Mrs. Oleada Simpson's problem, and I'm making it mine, too.
All right, Senator. About the dinner Saturday night for the convention of governors. The caterer, Mr. Magonian, called.
Oh, yes, I want to speak to him.
Yes, sir, he said he'd call back. And you have to meet Governor Ramsey at the airport. He's on the 4:30 plane. All the governors are starting to arrive.
It's going to be a hectic week with all of them.
Oh, I'll take it here. Good afternoon, Senator Edwards' office. Oh, yes, Mr. Magonian, just a moment.
Oh, thanks, Ginger. Hello? Yes, Mr. Magonian. No, we can't serve Chicago corned beef. That's out, just like Kansas City steaks. This is a convention of the governors from all the states. We can't favor one state's products over all the others. Now, don't worry, you'll come up with something. Yes. Thanks, Mr. Magonian.
The care and feeding of the governor's convention on top of everything else. Senator, about the Simpson letter.
Send it right out, will you, Ginger?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to National Airport to pick up Governor Ramsey. Maybe he'll be able to help me get Frederick into forestry school.
You sound determined enough, anyway.
Oh, no, Dean. You're embracing a wildcat. It'll claw you to death.
Because I want one boy to have his opportunity.
There are thousands of others in the same fix.
Then it's high time some way was found to help them.
A corps of experts have been wrestling with the problem for years. Besides, Dean, it isn't your problem. It's mine and the state legislature's. And we're all anxious to find a solution.
Well, I've given my word to Mrs. Simpson that I'll help her son.
We can't always do what we'd like, Dean. Look, I'll get you off the hook. I'll phone Dean Fowler and perhaps he'll make a special...
No. Thank you, Governor, but no.
I see. You are worked up over this.
I'm going to find out why our educational facilities have been unable to keep pace with our population's increase.
Well, I can only repeat, it's a state function.
The individual states have come to the federal government for help before.
Yes, they have, and they'll come again. But this is an indigenous right of the state. That's another point, Dean. I don't know if your intervention will be welcome.
No?
You'll be stirring up the pot, and you can't do anything about it, Dean.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to do something for one young man who wants to study forestry.
Well, as entertainment chairman for the governor's convention, you're certainly choosing an odd way to keep them occupied. If you raise a fuss about this matter now...
But what better opportunity when they're all here in Washington?
All right, Dean. Just so you know what you're getting into.
Thanks for the warning, Governor. Oh, here's the hotel. Pull up right here, driver.
Yes, sir, there is a list of all state-supported universities and the percentage of facilities against population in five-year periods going all the way back to 1880.
Good. I want to study that.
It's beginning to stir and bubble, Senator. Your speech on the Senate floor yesterday...
Oh, I didn't see the papers. Any reaction?
14 telephone calls this morning, reporters and feature writers.
Maybe that's what we need. Publicity.
It's just about overshadowed the governor's convention. Have you forgotten?
No. Has Mr. Magonian called?
Yes, sir. He mentioned shrimp creole for the dinner.
Can't use it. That's Louisiana. I told him.
So did I. He'll keep trying.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, Senator.
What?
A passage.
What's in it?
Press clipping. You aren't the only one who's been busy. Mrs. Oleada Simpson encloses a letter along with the clippings. Shall I read an excerpt of it to you?
Good for her.
Listen. Dear Senator Edwards and so on. Here. So I took the liberty of quoting an excerpt from your letter. I must say the newspapers picked up the story. I'm very proud of you, Senator, the way you pitch in and help just one tiny constituent in your state when you think an injustice is being done.
The more publicity, the better, Ginger.
Yes, sir. Let me finish. And the deplorable educational facilities throughout the country will be attended to as soon as you announce your solution to the problem.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, sir. Your solution to the problem of lack of teachers in our schools, lack of educational facilities, and overcrowding, etc.
But I haven't got a solution. I only wanted to find out why a solution hasn't been found and how best to go about finding one. I don't have a solution.
Explain it to the newspapers, Senator. Here are some of the clippings. I'll just read the editorial headline. Here. Senator Dean Edwards promises solution to educational problem. Forthright senator takes up cudgel in behalf of education. Overcrowding in our schools must go. Oh, and here is a dilly. Dean Edwards says case of Oleada Simpson's son an example of injustice to youth.
And it is.
Yes, sir. Now what?
Well, Governor Ramsey warned me.
Yes, sir, but now what?
With all the governors here in Washington, maybe I can pool their knowledge and find an answer.
Where angels fear to tread.
No, Ginger. Just to get a glimmer of an idea. I can't solve the whole problem, but maybe I can start hacking away at it.
Maybe you'd better hope so.
Senator, are you holding a solution to the problem up your sleeve? An ace in the hole?
Tell your editor my sleeves are innocent and empty.
Edwin C. Hill, from the gallery overlooking the Senate chamber, where at the moment, Governor Durstein is addressing the United States Senate.
My fellow governors from all parts of the Union here in Washington to exchange ideas, to watch the greatest government in the world at work, and to enjoy one of your members, Senator Dean Edwards. To enjoy watching him handle a hot potato that's troubled every one of the governors of the nation. We hope, too, that Senator Edwards finds a solution to our educational problems. We sure could use it.
Oh, Governor Durstein.
Senator Edwards.
I enjoyed your address to the Senate.
Not unduly hard on you, I hope.
No, sir, I guess I asked for it.
You know, Senator, there is a way for you to get some relief.
Is there?
Ramsey, your own state's governor, could get the Simpson boy into the school without too much trouble.
Yes, it's been suggested to me. But that wouldn't be cricket, would it, Governor Durstein? And that's not helping the other boys who are in the same boat.
Yeah, that's right, Senator. I know it only too well. In my state, there's a little problem with medical school. Students who wish to become doctors.
Not enough med school?
Not half enough. It isn't a question of getting good marks. You've got to get superlative marks to get in. And we could use more doctors. It's a problem.
It certainly is, sir.
You know, if you fail to help the Simpson boy, you'll have a lot of explaining to do, and to the newspapers. They've been active lately.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Governor.
Well, any way I can help, don't hesitate to call on me.
Good morning, Senator Edwards.
Morning, Ginger. Has Mr. Magonian called?
Yes, sir. About the entree Saturday. He wanted to know whether lobster would be
all right. No, no, no. That's Maine.
I told him. Oh, Senator, you have a visitor.
Oh?
In your office.
Who is he?
Not he.
No?
No, she. Mrs. Oleada Simpson. She's been here since 9 o'clock this morning waiting to see you.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen. Young Senator Dean Edwards seems to have a talent for embroiling himself in all sorts of unusual problems and controversies. But the recent storm on public education, unwittingly stirred up by the junior Solon, threatens to turn into a tornado. And the cause of it all, Mrs. Oleada Simpson, the determined little lady who started the ball rolling by enlisting Senator Edwards' help in getting her son into forestry school, is even now in the senator's office.
Well, this certainly is a surprise. You're coming all the way to Washington, Mrs. Simpson.
I thought it was important enough, Senator. And you may call me Oleada.
Thank you.
Everybody calls me Oleada. Now, about why I came here.
I'm afraid I haven't been getting results.
That isn't why I came.
The more I learn about the whole problem of education, the more I realize how intricate it is.
Yes, Senator, but the thing I came about is something else.
Oh?
I have, in this briefcase, testimonials I wanted you to see.
Testimonials?
Well, just about. Letters from all over the country.
Oh, I see. In response to the publicity.
Your publicity, Senator. These letters are from parents whose children face the same hardships my Frederick faces. All of them refer to you as their champion.
Oleada.
All of them want to know how they can help you.
Oleada, this is pressure tactics of the very highest sort.
Is it, Senator?
And very subtle, too.
I've helped stir up this hornet's nest for you, haven't I, Senator? Perhaps I've gone too far.
No, no, of course not. I know how important Frederick's future is to you.
No, sir, not so important to me, but to him. and tens of thousands like it. You're still trying, aren't you?
I haven't given up hope yet. Are you staying on in Washington?
No, Senator. I've got a reservation on the plane back home.
Then I'll keep in touch with you. And don't give up hope. Something may turn up. Thank you for coming to see me, Oleada. It's been a help. The overcrowding of schools, the lack of adequate facilities because of our population's growth, and the lack of competent teachers all boil down to one problem, really, Governor Ramsey. Money.
Yes. That's at the root of the thing, Dean. You've only begun to scratch the surface of our problems.
I suppose so.
You said money. As it is, approximately one quarter of our state budget is allocated to education. The state supports not only the elementary schools, the high schools, and the state colleges, but teacher training colleges, normal schools, and public libraries. Necessary, Dean, but expensive.
Uh-huh. A whole mountain in front of me.
You can't chop down all the trees on that mountain, Dean. You've got a problem with just one tree. The beginning of this whole thing for you.
Mrs. Simpson's son.
Can't expect to come up with a whole solution overnight. Too vast and too complex.
I thought perhaps just one little phase of it. Just one little chink, a way to get rolling.
Well, if you're going to do it through the Simpson boy, you pick the toughest nut.
Why?
Because he's chosen one of the fields which, in our state, is most popular.
Forestry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Always the forest in front of me. Yeah, we've got so much forestry land in our state. Lakes and parks.
Yeah, that's why it's so popular. If he lived in another state, he probably wouldn't have any trouble.
And if I represented another state...
Well, you've done it to yourself.
Hmm.
Anyway, Dean, it's been a wonderful visit so far. And I'm looking forward to the banquet tonight.
What's that?
The governor's dinner tonight.
Oh. Oh, Magonian.
Who?
Magonian, the caterer. I've been trying to reach him for the past 2 days now. He hasn't told me what his menu's going to be.
As entertainment chairman, I guess you've had your hands full.
I thought so, too. But this education problem has just about shoved it right out of my mind.
Well, thanks for the lunch, Dean.
It's been a pleasure, Governor Ramsey. You've got plans back in the state capitol to start a building program.
Yes.
When is it to start?
Well, it's going on now, but on a small scale. Mostly elementary school buildings. As far as colleges go, later.
Mm-hmm. But you're setting aside funds for it now, huh?
We allocate part of our budget for it.
What's the condition of that fund now?
Well, I figure we've got about a third of the amount we'll need to break ground for a new campus.
A third?
Got an idea, Dean?
I don't know yet. I'm flirting with it.
Well, good luck. See you at the dinner tonight.
Right, Governor. And thanks. Has Mr. Magonian called yet, Ginger?
No, sir.
He's really beginning to worry me.
I'll keep trying to get him, Senator.
Oh, fine. I'll be busy this afternoon making phone calls and calling on people.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be here. You can keep in touch with me.
Governor Durston, if I remember correctly, the big problem in your state is medical schools.
That's our major lack, yes.
Hmm. You have a building fund set aside for future educational programs?
For the very distant future, I'm afraid.
I see. Well, perhaps we can talk about it further at the banquet this evening.
Oh, you've got an idea, Senator?
Maybe just a glimmer.
Good luck, Senator.
Then the big problem in your neck of the woods is architectural and engineering schools. I see. Well, thanks, Governor Klamisch. I'd like the chance of discussing this with you at greater length. Oh, certainly, Governor. It's important to all of us.
All right, Senator, we've waited all week.
Gentlemen of the press,
You stirred up a brew, Senator, and it's been bubbling. And now it looks as though you're going to let it simmer down and die. You can't do that, Senator.
I've been working on it, gentlemen.
Well, sure, it'll have you done.
Well, you understand, gentlemen, I can't come up with an answer in a day, or even in a week.
Well, you started it, Senator.
Well, it may be that I have the beginning of an answer.
Fine, let's have it.
I'm afraid you'll have to be patient, gentlemen. It doesn't depend on me. It depends on the several governors at the dinner tonight.
Oh, buck passing, Senator?
No, no. But you'll have to wait until tonight.
This is Edwin C. Hill speaking to you from Washington, D.C. where the dinner climaxing the Conference of Governors is underway. At the moment, Senator Edwards is on the proverbial spot. He's got to produce some answer to the questions he himself raised about education. Governor Durstein, now addressing the governors at the dinner.
Conference should have floundered into a problem that has been with us for many years. I hope it doesn't spoil his dinner. Senator Dean Edwards, he's requested a few words.
I hope you gentlemen don't mind this shop talk between courses.
Well, no objection from me. If you got even a partial solution to our problem with education, I'll be glad to give up eating altogether.
I'm anticipating delegations from every parent teacher's group in my state when I get home.
Maybe we can pour a little oil on the troubled waters. Gentlemen, I have some sort of stopgap solution.
You have?
Oh, it's not the whole answer by any means. It won't solve any of the great problems of overcrowding in the elementary and high schools, but it can alleviate things in some of our college situations.
Well, any little help would be a big help.
Well, in your state, Governor Klamisch, there's a shortage of state-supported architectural and engineering schools.
Well, that's right.
But there's no crowding in the medical schools, is there?
No.
And your problem, Governor Durstein, is with medical schools.
That's right.
While the problem that's most pressing in our state, Governor Ramsey, is a school of forestry.
We have room in our law schools. We're an agricultural state.
Exchange students.
That's right. Exchange students. That can help the problem a little right now. But there's still the building and expansion problem. These three states, of which you three gentlemen are governors, border one another.
That's true. What do you have in mind, Senator?
Just this. None of the education building funds in any one of your states is able to support a new university at this time. Right, gentlemen? Now, if each of you had to wait until your funds reached the size necessary to begin building, it would be another 3 to 5 years, wouldn't it?
It would be more than that.
Well, gentlemen, I'm sure you know what I'm suggesting.
Pool our funds. Begin building now. At least one university with several colleges in it. Forestry, law, medicine, engineering.
Right. This same plan can serve for any number of groups throughout the country. You think you can put it over with your state legislatures, gentlemen?
Well, I don't see why it can't be worked out.
Senator, this is the freshest idea on the problem I've heard in 10 years.
Looks like you're blazing away through that forest, Dean.
Well, if we hadn't had this conference of governors with all of you handy, I don't think I could have come up with anything. I thank you, gentlemen. Now, let's get on with the main course.
Well, you've made this dinner a success, Senator. And I'm hungry.
I wonder what Magonian decided on for the main course.
Well, looks like my favorite. All-American hamburger.
Morning, Ginger.
Senator, good morning. Glad to see you at work so early, like old time.
I have a lot of work to catch up on. Oh, before I forget, take a letter.
Oh, yes, sir.
To Mrs. Oleada Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Oleada, I am happy to inform you that the problem of Frederick's enrollment in forestry school is being taken care of. Although Frederick will not be able to attend our state forestry school, arrangements have been made for his admission to a neighboring state university. Paragraph.
Well, that's wonderful, Senator.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Paragraph. Oh. While I know you wanted Frederick to be nearer home, I can assure you that the scholastic caliber of this university compares favorably with...
This is Edwin C. Hill speaking to you from Washington, D.C., where your nation's capital is just settling down after the Conference of Governors. Senator Dean Edwards was able to set in motion a plan which may well spread throughout the country for one state to help another in its educational building program, a process of helping each other for the benefit of all. This is Freedom, USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. I like America because America guarantees my right to disagree, a right to oppose, to be a minority and still have my opinions weighed and respected. But this right must be used wisely. For the preservation of our form of government, the betterment of its laws and policies, and for the protection of the people.
Thank next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.